The Brady Report.
Well, before he gets stuck into his spaghetti, Andrew Brady, good morning.
Yeah, a bit of a late Italian dinner here at Casa Brady Mansions.
Another twist in the Brexit saga.
This is really interesting. So in the past hour or so, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition, Labour leader, has announced that he is backing a second referendum. So this is huge because we're at deadlock basically in Parliament. Theresa May can't get her deal through Parliament, it seems. We're running out of time. March 29th is looming. That is meant to be Brexit Day. And Corbyn, who we'd kind of previously thought maybe was actually in favour of leaving the European Union, he's now come out and said he backs a second referendum. And I think the resignations last week, you know, losing 8 members of the Labour Party, going off to become independents, I think that has stung deeply. That has hurt Labour. And Corbyn now says he's in favour of a second referendum. And on that ballot paper would be the UK remaining in the European Union. So this is a big, big deal.
Very hot over there, mate.
Yeah, unseasonably so, actually. So we broke a record today. Britain has never had a temperature in February like we've had today. 20.3 Celsius it tipped on the mercury in Ceredigion in Wales. 20.3. I was out running earlier on, training for the London Marathon. It was scorching for February. It really, really was. Sweating buckets. 20.3. in Wales, and the temperatures have never been so high before on record anywhere in the UK. And I think back to this very week last year, Millsy, we were talking about the beast from the east.
That's right.
We were frozen solid. There was snow. It was pretty grim. And here we have blue skies and 20.3.
Mid-30s here today, Ender. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's your summer coming into autumn, Millsy. It's our winter still, so, you got a give and take.
And when it snows in Perth, I'll bow to your judgment. Mate, have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
Enjoy, guys. Have a great day.